Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning, everyone. So grateful you are joining me today. And what a glorious day. What a glorious day to have breath in our lungs and the beat of our heart. And it's just amazing that, you know what, God just continues to bless us every day. When we get up and we have that breath in our lungs and the beat of our heart, we know we're blessed. And from then on, how can it go wrong? So listen, we have an amazing show today, and I'm very excited to have you join us. First of all, we have an author joining us. She is Cynthia Damascos, and she wrote the book, The Holistic Christian Woman. And it's a healthy journey through the fruit of the spirit, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And I'm very excited to talk to her. She's going to be our first guest. And then after Cynthia, we have Kim and John Wielosinski. Of course, John has been a regular on my show, and he is a recent heart transplant recipient. Good friends of my husband and I and the entire community got together to support him in raising some money recently for all of his medical bills and all of the expenses that they have since they're traveling and what have you, because he's in, you know, he's out of the area in the hospital, you know, treatment in and out, outpatient right now. And we are going to check in with him and see how he's doing and see how Kim's doing. And then later on in the show, my good friend Pam Costanza is going to be joining me. And she, well, you need to tune in for this, okay? She is a grief share facilitator from the chapel at Cross Point. And, you know, we're going to be talking about loss, how to find joy in the midst of grief with Mother's Day tomorrow. You know, here for the first time, I find myself on the other side of the fence. You know, I am, you know, I don't have my mom here present with me. She's in heaven with Jesus, which I'm going to celebrate tomorrow. But I still miss her, and I'm still grieving. And so we're going to talk about how to get through life in general, not just holidays, but life in general. How to go forward, how to find that hope in the midst of the pain. We're going to be talking about that. And so if you know anybody who needs to hear that, who needs to hear the message of hope and God's sovereignty, you better call them now and tell them to tune in. Or maybe it's you, and we want to hear from you also. You know, if you've gone through this before, if you're dealing with grief right now, or you've dealt with it in the past, or you know someone who is, maybe you can be encouraging to other people listening, or maybe, you know, you need to be encouraged. Call in 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Just want to remind you that the Raw Truth Recharge free seminars, free health e-clean seminars are happening this week. The next ones will be in September. So this is your last chance to feel great, look great, and get motivated and educated to get back on track or stay on track with your health and fitness goals. And so those free seminars are this Tuesday at 1 p.m. at the Evans BAC, Evans and Sheridan, and this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Colvin BAC, open to members and non-members. I'll be doing the seminars myself, the Raw Truth Recharge, and I'll tell you what, we've been packing them in. So if you want to come, make sure that, you know, you RSVP at the club, or you can email me at Robbie@RobbieRaw.com, because we've, you know, been sold out, especially on Thursday nights at the Colvin Club. So, and then my six-week accelerated Raw Truth Recharge classes will be starting right after that. So, you know, I'm very, very excited to be able to have those of you that are joining us today tune in. You know, you might be cleaning the house, you might be going for your walk, your run, whatever it is, but today's the day that God has made, and we have an amazing show. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us. That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much as your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva, today for your Raw Truth appointment, 634-1234.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we are back, and so grateful that you joined us today. And if you just joined us, we're going to be talking to author Cynthia Damascus in just a few minutes. She wrote the book, The Holistic Christian Woman, A Healthy Journey Through the Fruit of the Spirit, Spiritually, Emotionally, and Physically. I'm so excited to talk to her. Also, in a little bit, Kim and John Wielozinski will be joining me, and John is the recent heart transplant recipient. He's been on the air several times here. We're going to check in with them and see how he's doing today. And also, later in the show, Pam Costanza will be joining me. We're going to be talking about how to find joy in the midst of grief with Mother's Day tomorrow. And it's really every day. It doesn't have to be Mother's Day or a holiday. When you have a loss, it's sometimes tough to understand why some things happen. But Pam does grief share facilitating at the chapel at Cross Point, and she is going to be joining me. We're going to be talking about how to get through the tough times when you have loss and how to find joy in the midst of that pain. So right now we're going right to our author, Cynthia. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie.
Thank you so much for joining me.
I'm so glad to talk to you.
You and I met in New York City at the book launch, our book launch, at Whole Foods, and it was so awesome to see another fellow Christian woman who wrote a book on the holistic Christian woman. I love that. A Healthy Journey Through the Fruit of the Spirit, Spiritually, Emotionally, and Physically. And Cynthia, your last name is Damascus, right?
That's right, yes.
Awesome. And so, I'm looking through your book, and I love it. Obviously, you speak of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, all the fruit of the Spirit. And so tell our listeners, because the people who are listening right now, they're people who really care about taking care of their mobile homes, their temporary earth suits, as I like to call them, our temple. And, you know, of course, as believers, we know that we need to do that. So what is your book about?
Well, what I'm trying to do is bring together all the aspects of the attributes that God has, basically, and that we are supposed to learn as his children. And the three different aspects of the fruit, of course, spiritual, emotional, and physical, are all interrelated and interconnected. And sometimes it was hard while I was writing the book because there was a certain topic that I would want to convey, and I would think, oh, this is joy. Oh, no, this is about peace. Oh, no, this is about love. And that just shows how delicately entwined every aspect and facet of how God made us is connected. So I wanted to bring the physical, spiritual, and emotional together in a way that always focused on Christ, because I found that, and maybe you found this too, through our journey together through school, is that Christianity is often skirted around.
Right.
They need to be inclusive. So, you know, you don't hear the word God. You hear a lot of other terms that might sound like God, but without using his name. And I just wanted to bring it all together for people who are trying to guard their hearts and souls against secular ideas and New Age ideas, but to understand that holistic health was actually, you know, ordained by God and is for the everyday Christian.
I love that. You know, I'll tell you, when I was writing my book, I spoke, someone who is a publisher said to me, you know what, Robbie, you have so much health and fitness, you know, so many credentials and so much background and so many years of experience. I think you should just write a book about health and fitness and nutrition and leave God out of it.
Oh.
And I said, you know what? Then it wouldn't be my book, because I'm all about God, and without God, we have nothing. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's so refreshing to talk to someone like you. And I know, you know, that you, in the back on your bio, it says Cynthia's life is one that many women can identify with. She held a hectic corporate job working 70 hours per week. You're talking about me, actually, too. With frequent travel demands, and also worked at a desk 9 to 5, and took for granted the high stress, infertility, low energy, depression, anxiety, and pain were just part of life in aging. However, everything changed when she consciously started making her health a priority. Amen.
Yes, it took me a long time. You know, I'm in my 50s, and, you know, I guess that's why, you know, we gain wisdom as we age, right, Robbie?
Absolutely. I'm in my late 50s. So, you know, it says here that you know what works when you recommit your life to living as God intended. And I love this. I cannot wait to get into this more, Cynthia. It sounds like an amazing book. Is it on Amazon.com?
It is. It's on Amazon. And it was published at the end of March. And I am getting terrific reviews. I am so blessed. People are being touched by this book. They're telling me that it's changed their life, which, you know, is like more than I can even imagine. But I'm just so excited. And I just know that God's will be done with this book. And I just tried to write it as a servant of his.
Well, I hope all of our listeners, you know, start the journey today, as you say, to becoming the woman that God designed them to be by picking up your book, The Holistic Christian Woman, A Healthy Journey Through the Fruit of the Spirit, Spiritually, Emotionally, Physically. Cynthia, where else can it be? Is there anywhere else they can pick it up besides Amazon.com?
Not right now. I'm trying to get the ebook out as fast as I can and get it in Barnes & Noble, and you know how it is when you publish a book, Robbie.
Yes.
Like 100 things you got to do right now.
Oh, I know. I know.
I'm working on it.
Well, I'm going to be so blessed by this, and I'm so excited for you. And thank you for writing a book that puts together holistic and God.
Oh, it was so, my pleasure.
Well, listen, you know, I'm going to be calling on you again, and you know, God bless you with this book. And, you know, I know it will help others. So thank you so much for joining us. I'll be calling you again when I can talk to you longer.
That would be great, Robbie. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless you, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Cynthia Damascus. She is the author of the Holistic Christian Women book. It's on Amazon.com. And I've been reading, skimming through it. It's an amazing book. I just am so grateful for her expertise and for her willingness to put it down in paper. Because I'm telling you, in words, it's hard. It's hard to write a book. You know, I just wrote mine, and it's tough. It's a full-time job. So, you know, it's a blessing to all of us. So listen, speaking of my book, it is on Amazon.com, on Barnes & Noble's, and it is also at Pine Pharmacy right now, at Feel Right Fresh Markets, and at Family Medical Pharmacy. And, you know, I'll tell you what, I'm just so blessed with the feedback that I have been getting. Many people thought it was a health and fitness and nutrition book, but it's really about Jesus and health and fitness and nutrition. So, you know, pick it up, and I'd love to get your feedback on it. So listen, when we come back, John and Kim Wielozinski will be joining me. John is the recent heart transplant recipient. We want to check in with him and see how he's doing. And then, of course, later on, we're going to be joined by Pam Costanza. She's going to be right in studio here with me. And we're going to be talking about grief, how to make it through not just Mother's Day, you know, with the loss of your mom or loved ones, but really every day, how to find joy in the midst of pain. And, you know, this is my first Mom's Day going into it without my mom for the first time here. But I am celebrating the fact that she is celebrating with Jesus right now, the King of Kings. And, you know, we just need to keep that in mind, okay? So we're going to be talking about that, you know, later on in the show. So do not go anywhere. Also, I want to remind you that Pine Pharmacy is the place to go. Be sure to check them out and check out my book there, too. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Improve yourself for 2015 and say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. My good friends at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care are board-certified laser experts that specialize in vision correction. They perform my procedure, and now I can exercise and teach my classes without contacts or glasses. Learn more about how safe and effective vision correction is at their next open house, May 20th. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot today.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that, too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to be talking to Pam Costanza in a little bit. She helps people to get through their grief, to find joy in the midst of pain. And, you know, of course, with Mother's Day around the corner, you know, several of us are going, you know, into that without our moms. But how do we find joy? How do we find joy? We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. But right now, we're going to be talking to Kim and John Wielozinski. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. This is Kim.
How are you?
I am good. I am going to hand the phone over to John. But first, I wanted to say, in honor of Mother's Day, I have a wonderful mother-in-law, John's mom. She is so wonderful. I appreciate our friendship, and she's a wonderful, outstanding mother-in-law. So I praise God for her.
Oh, that's wonderful. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers listening right now.
So here is John.
Okay. Good to talk to you, Kim.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, hello.
I'm here.
Okay. Hi, John. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Very good. So how are you feeling? Everybody is, you know, wanting to know how you're doing. How long has it been since your heart transplant?
Well, come this Monday, it'll be 7 weeks.
7 weeks. Wow. Okay.
Doesn't seem that long to me, but it is.
Wow. And how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, it's a slow, steady process. I'm feeling good. I'm not feeling perfect, but you know, most I think of the reason that I could be feeling even better is that you know, I do have to take some heavy medications to help my body and new heart work together. And you know, they do throw your body off a bit, so. Even though I'm steadily getting stronger, sometimes it doesn't feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I got to say, if you're just joining us, we're talking to John Wielozinski. He is a recent heart transplant recipient. We just had a wonderful fundraiser. The entire community came together, and I'm so grateful for that because obviously the medical bills, the medication, the travel, everything else is very, very expensive, and we're grateful to do that. For you, John, and, you know, it was just an amazing, amazing, you know, benefit. And I loved the video that we shared with your, you know, little message in there. And if you could just tell our listeners, you know, briefly what, you know, why you ended up having to have the transplant, because there was a time you were on our show a few months ago that you were actually in heart failure. But I want to remind our listeners, you know, briefly what that was from.
Well, it really started. I mean, one event led to another over a period of 48 years. I'm 48 years old. I was born with a congenital heart defect, which wasn't revealed to my parents till I was almost 5 years old. I think I may have actually been 5 years old, and. Ended up having open heart surgery at age 5, just before entering kindergarten. That surgery did correct the issue that I had, which was holes between the chambers of my heart. But my heart, because I had gone 5 years plus pre-birth with a defective, inefficient heart, my heart had gotten weaker during that time than it normally would have been. And So even though my heart was fixed, you know, my heart was damaged somewhat, and you know, there was some effects of that continued. But generally speaking, I was okay, And, you know, they considered that, you know, my heart was stable enough to last me a general lifetime that someone might expect. But as I got into my 20s, my heart rate started getting more irregular, dropped down to 42 beats a minute, which for most people is extremely slow and unusual. But I didn't pay any attention to it because I was just used to it, and it didn't really bother me. It would skip beats, but you know, to most people that would get them real concerned. To me, I'd always dealt with a heart that did funny things, and I just ignored it. It's as crazy as that might sound to most people. I just took it in stride and didn't think about it. And then I went for a period of time without seeing a doctor because I had a cardiologist tell me that, you know, I was good to go when I was probably about 21 or so, but I didn't necessarily need to see a cardiologist every year, which probably wasn't good advice. And about 10 years later, I found myself with a new primary doctor who, again, I hadn't seen a doctor for anything regarding my heart in quite a while. And this new primary doctor listened to my heart, and he said, you know, I think you need to see a cardiologist. And I said, okay. And after seeing cardiologists and going through a number of tests, this is when I was 31 in 1998, this cardiologist, you know, sat me down in his office. I was there with my wife, Kimberly, and told me, you know what, you need to get a pacemaker, and you need to have open heart surgery because your mitral valve is deteriorated, and you need to get a new mitral valve, which is one of the main valves in the heart. And I was pretty crushed. You know, I had two young kids at the time. I'm only 31. I thought, you know, this shouldn't be happening. I was a Christian at the time. I'd been a Christian for a number of years, but I still took it very hard. And I was trusting God with it, but I was very anxious about going into that surgery. And, the surgery I had for my mitral valve, unfortunately ended up there were some errors made in the surgery. My artery was, the artery that runs through the heart was severed. And, the surgery, I came out of the surgery worse than I went in. The mitral valve was fixed, but, because they had cut my artery, they had, by the time they had corrected that situation, about half of my heart muscle was lost.
And so,
my heart was much, much weaker after that surgery. And I was actually in a coma for a few days before waking up. They weren't sure I was going to wake up. Eventually, like I said, I obviously did. And, you know, I wasn't thrilled with what had happened there, but I was just happy I was still alive.
Right.
And also didn't realize at the time the long-term ramifications of that. Mm-hmm. Because once I got back on my feet, when I was, again, this is 1998, I was 31 years old. Once I got back on my feet, I was doing 95% of what I did anyway. I did have to stop a few sports activities and things like that, but you know, I wasn't gonna, you know, didn't ruin my world or anything.
Right.
And but I didn't realize that long term, you know, this was going to cause a slow deterioration of my heart to the point where it, you know, it was going to get to the point where it couldn't function at all.
Right.
And that's what was, you know, I was getting toward the end stages of recently here. It was about 12 years after the surgery, which this takes us up to the year 2010, five years ago, where I started experiencing some symptoms of more acute heart failure, which got worse over the last 5 years. And I didn't even realize it was my heart because the pains were manifesting in different parts of my body. I didn't realize they were caused by my heart. Anyway, you know, it was last summer that I was diagnosed at the Cleveland Clinic as, you know, needing a heart transplant. And, you know, there was no fix for my heart other than getting me a new one.
And so, you know, the whole story, John, is such a miracle. I mean, as you look back, you must see God's hand in all of it. I mean, who has their heart, you know, cut into and survives? I mean, not too many people. Just from the very get-go, I know that you realize God's sovereignty in all of it. And certainly, you know, as a friend of yours, Jeff and I saw the miracle of you you know, working, taking care of your family, you know, taking care of us, friends, you know, everything else, ministering to everyone. And it just is a complete miracle that we thank God for every day. And the fact that you now have a heart that is a good heart, we are continuing to pray for your recovery, and we're going to, you know, continue to keep you on the air, you know, check in with you on the air here at different times so that, you know, we can keep in touch. And but we are trusting in God right now and know his sovereignty, and know that everything's going to be okay, because he's the God of miracles. And look at the miracles he's already done. It's just amazing. So
I've your listeners may have heard me say this before. I probably said it with you, Robbie, but you know, a lot of what's happened to me recently, I mean, it's not something I would have asked for. It's not something that I'm sure people would envy me for having to deal with, but a lot of it was actually an answer to prayer. And I don't just mean praying to get a new heart. I mean, you know, there's things I ask for God to do in my life, to grow in my life, and this actually was the vehicle he put in place to answer a lot of those prayers. So, wow. You know, if you pray for big things, you know, they might not come in the package that you were expecting, but they will come as a blessing one way or another. And, you know, God will honor your prayers.
Amen. And I think that's why so many people are drawn to your story, because to see the strength and the faith that you and Kim have had as you walk through the valley, you know, is just, you know, it's just incredible. And of course, you know, being such strong believers and trusting in God and his sovereignty is, you know, what we need to do in the midst of whatever we're walking through. Lean into the storm. I remember, again, you saying on the air that you thanked God for the fact that you were doing, you know, really struggling, you know, having in heart failure, you know, you thanked God for that. And so we are continuing to pray for you, and I'd like to pray for you now. Is that okay?
Perfectly okay.
Okay. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you so much for this glorious day. We thank you for Kim and John's hearts, for John's new heart, Lord Jesus. We thank you that the donor was healthy and that he's got a good heart, and that his heart is beating right now, Lord. And we are continuing to trust in you for the healing of John's heart and his body, and the acceptance of his body of that heart, Lord. We're putting all of our faith and trust in you, our Lord and Savior, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, John, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be checking in with you again and again and again.
All right, Robbie, thank you very much, and thanks to everyone out there in the Buffalo area who's been so supportive.
Yes, a lot of love for you. We can't wait till you come home.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Robbie.
God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That was John and Kim Wielozinski, and we're going to stay in touch with them and make sure that we continue to pray for them and their family, their five children, and it's just an amazing walk of faith and strength that those guys are displaying, and for everyone to see. It's a great message. So listen, Mother's Day is tomorrow, and of course, you know, we are, some of us are going, you know, into that without our moms. For me, it's my first Mother's Day without my mom. But, you know, the Lord has given me peace that surpasses all understanding from the get-go of losing my mom, from the minute my mom, you know, went into Jesus' arms. I had the peace that surpasses all understanding. We're going to be talking about that with Pam Costanza. She is from the Chapel at Crosspoint, does some grief share counseling, facilitating there, and we're going to be talking about how to make it not just through the holidays, but through the day when you are grieving, and to find joy in the midst of that pain. And I just want to remind you again that this week we have free seminars coming up at the Buffalo Athletic Club, and that is Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Evans Club, free Raw Truth Recharge Health Eat Clean Seminar, and also Thursday at 7 o'clock at the Colvin Buffalo Athletic Club. And you do not need to be female or a member to attend. And so if you want to get on track, stay on track, be motivated, be educated, we'd love to see you. And then the classes, the six-week accelerated Eat Clean classes, healthy cooking classes, start the following week. So when we come back, we will be talking about finding joy in the midst of grief. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much as your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva, today for your Raw Truth appointment, 634-1234.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are back. Don't forget, you can pick up my new book, The Raw Truth Recharge, 7 Truths to Health and Fitness, about faith, family, food, and fitness. Get that Pine Pharmacy, Family Medical Pharmacy, Feel Right Fresh Markets, BarnesandNobles.com, Amazon.com. And I talk a lot about my mom in the book. As my mom passed away, during the time that I wrote that book. And, I have said this over and over. I just had, from the very beginning, my mom lived with us. I took care of my mom for over 20 years, even before she lived with us. And she was my best friend. She was my biggest fan. I just think the relationship between your mom and you is the most precious, and no one can replace that. But I'll tell you what, I have, from the minute my mom went into Jesus' arms, peace that surpassed all understanding, and I don't even understand it, other than I know the Lord of Lords, and I know she's with Jesus right now. And so I know that there are people who are listening right now who are hurting. Tomorrow's Mother's Day, and, it doesn't matter if it's Mother's Day, Father's Day, holiday, or no holiday. Grief is tough. And so I brought in my good friend Pam Costanza this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, good, good. You know, so you are, Pam, you are, one of the facilitators at the chapel at Cross Point dealing with grief share over there.
Yeah.
And, you come from a place of knowing grief yourself, right?
Can
you tell our listeners, how you ended up doing what you're doing?
Yes. Well, 10 years ago this July, my daughter went home to Jesus. And so I know firsthand what it's like to grieve, and I know the journey that it is, and it is a journey.
Yes.
And it is a painful journey. And the only way to get to the other side is to walk down that road, which is not easy. So a couple years ago, the chapel advertised that they were going to start a grief share program. And when I saw that in the bulletin, I knew that I had to do something to help people get through this journey. So I am a facilitator along with several other women. We also have a man, and we meet on Thursday evenings. We are now ending our session. It's a 13-week session. It ends next Thursday, but we start again September 3rd. The registration is already open for that, for September, and it's a wonderful program. It really helps, and I wish that I would have gone through it when I was fresher in my grief. Some of the examples of the sessions are, session one this past time was, Is This Normal? Session two was Challenges of Grief. Then there was Journey of Grief, Grief in Your Relationships, Why, which is a big one. Everybody wants
questions.
To know why.
Yes.
Everyone wants to know why. Guilt and Anger, Complicating Factors, Being Stuck in Grief, because you can be stuck in grief. And this past week we had Heaven. I love Heaven because it does remind us if our loved ones are in heaven, when we, it's not the end. We're just separated, but they're with Jesus, and we know that we'll see them again, and they are perfect.
Absolutely. And, you know, I am so grateful this isn't all there is. I think that's what keeps me going, is I'm going to see my mom and my sister and my father again. You know, I share that, you know, I was a believer when I lost my father and my sister, but I wasn't where I am today. And it's not even been a year that I lost my mom. My faith has gotten so much deeper. And I think that, you know, it's why I had the peace that surpasses all understanding. What helped me is to realize that absent with the body is present with the Lord, as the Bible tells us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know that this life is just a vapor, and this is our temporary earth suits. I remember, Pam, because I knew you briefly, you know, years ago, when you lost your daughter. I knew you, but not knew you.
Right.
And I remember coming up to you and expressing my condolences. And what you said impacted me, and it still does today. And I gave you my condolences of losing your daughter, and you said to me, God took her.
Yes, I believe that from the moment that we found out that God did take her. My daughter loved the Lord, and she was a journaler. And I do have like 15 journals she left us, which is a huge blessing. But in her last journal before she went home, she just was crying out to God to know him more, to be with him. She was writing psalms and songs about being with him. It was really, as I look back on it after she went home, it was her crying out to God. And like I said to you, he does give us the desire of our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so when my daughter had an accident in Zora Valley, so when we found out, I knew she didn't slip and fall. We've hiked our whole lives. We're campers. She climbed Whiteface Mountain when she was 3. God took her home. It was her time. She did what she was supposed to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And he left us here.
Right.
And, you know, Does he want me to be miserable? Does he want me to be bitter? Does my daughter want me to be like that? No, he left me here to do what I am supposed to do, which is to bring glory and honor to God. So even though I knew he took her home, it was still painful. It still is, you know, I'll never be the same person. I miss her. Mm-hmm. I miss her more and more and more.
Right.
And, you know, I know you know that too. Your heart just longs to see them, touch them, feel them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know that he left me here, he left you here, he left all of us who are still here for a purpose.
Right.
And we have to find out what that purpose is, and it's not to be better.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. And, you know, I mean, there are people listening right now that say, that are saying, you know, I don't feel that way. I'm grieving. I can't get out of bed. Mm-hmm. I feel depressed. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go on without my loved ones. And, you know, I understand that. I mean, still have my moments. I still, without any warning, you know, the floodgates open.
Yeah.
But there are also listeners who are saying, well, my loved one didn't write a journal. They didn't know the Lord. They didn't want to be with Jesus. What do you say to them?
I say to them, God is full of grace mm-hmm. and mercy.
Right.
And we do not know anyone's heart. Only God does.
Right.
So God does what is right and just always.
In His sovereignty. We know
yes.
His sovereignty. I knew, even with my sister, passed away with breast cancer at a very young age and left four boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking to myself and saying to myself, if she lives, God doesn't make a mistake. He's not going to mm-hmm. make a mistake. And if she passes, God will not make a mistake, you know, and that helped me. It helped me. I wasn't in the place that I am spiritually, but, you know, the Bible even tells us those who die in the Lord are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just that whole, you know, passage about us dwelling in God's house forever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how glorious mm-hmm. to think tomorrow on Mother's Day, my mom is going to be with Jesus and my sister and my father. No pain,
yeah.
no misery, no old body hurting and no frustration of not being able to do what she wants to do. She
yeah.
is in the arms of Jesus.
Yeah.
And, you know, yes, yes, I feel the loss. Yes. It's hard. Yes, tomorrow's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard today.
Yep.
But at the same time, I can be joyful in knowing that she's with Jesus and she is in a much better place than we are, and we are going to be together again.
Absolutely. And God heals the brokenhearted.
Mm,
He wants to comfort us. He wants to heal us. He wants us to trust Him and know that He is faithful, and He always is faithful.
Yes. We are going to go to our endorsed sponsors, and when we come back, we'll have time to take one call, perhaps. And, you know, if you're out there and you are hurting, just give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. But, you know, just remember this, that you can face death without fear, and our loved ones faced it without fear. Amen?
Amen.
We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manoukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manoukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Improve yourself for 2015 and say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. My good friends at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care are board certified laser experts that specialize in vision correction. They perform my procedure and now I can exercise and teach my classes without contacts or glasses. Learn more about how safe and effective vision correction is at their next open house, May 20th. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot today.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you 7 truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. God's Word gives us clear instructions on how to take care of our body, and it's not just about what we eat and how much we exercise.
Learn how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, take care of your body, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of Robbie's brand new book, The Raw Truth Recharge, on Amazon.com today.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are back. And if you are someone who has lost someone dear to you, you need to know that there is hope in Jesus. And even if you're not a believer, they can still come to the grief share, right?
Yes, it's open to anyone. And like I said, we're starting up September 3rd, but if you need something now, you can go to griefshare.org, you put in your zip code, and it will notify you to what is happening right now, what Grief Share programs are going on around the vicinity.
Good. Griefshare.com.
Yes.
We're going to go to our phones, and it's Pastor Marty.
Hi, Robbie.
How are you? I'm so glad you called in.
Well, I've been listening to you both, and your guest is wonderful. And you just causing me to remember when I lost my mom when I was 17.
Oh.
I had already lost my dad when I was 13, and I lost my mom when I was 17, and I was homeless for a while. So I think of her every year. But what I want to encourage you, and I want to encourage everyone listening that has gone through that loss, that especially those who have gone on and known Jesus, the Bible says we are not as those who have no hope. We do have hope that we will see our moms again. And something that God has put in our hearts is that we will be the greatest blessing to the moms in our lives that we ever could be. And I just, you know, you're a wonderful mom, Robbie. And I just want to encourage you today and all those that are listening that they can be a great mom. And maybe you're not a mom. Maybe you're a single woman. But you know what? You can love somebody today. You can show a motherly heart to someone this weekend and really make a difference in somebody.
Oh.
And so I just want to tell you I love you, appreciate you, appreciate your heart.
Mm.
And just listening this morning, I heard I got a call and just tell her that.
I'm so glad you did, Pastor Marty. Pastor Marty McDonald is the senior pastor at the City Church in Batavia and a frequent guest on my show. We love you, Pastor Marty. Can't wait till you come on again.
Love you. Love you much, too. Moms, go to church tomorrow. Take your kids with you. Teach them what it's really all about, what life is really all about. You'll make a difference in somebody. I love you, Robbie.
I can't wait to see you.
Talk to you soon, okay?
Same here. Thank you so much for calling in. Love you, Pastor Marty.
There.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So true. So true. And, you know, I mean, I thought about this, you know, a couple of days ago. I thought, you know what? Instead of my tomorrow, my focusing on just my mom, which, of course, I am going to be focusing on my mom and praising God that she's, you know, with him, although I'll miss her, I also am going to be thanking God that he made me a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are moms, you know, listening right now who may have lost their mom. You know, we need to be thanking Jesus that he picked us
mm-hmm. you know, and gave us the gifts of life. And for those moms or those women who are maybe trying to get pregnant or not moms yet, realizing God's sovereignty, you mm-hmm. know, God's sovereignty in all of it. And, you know, I mean, Pam, I look at what you've gone through, you know. I remember hearing from my mom, you know, you can lose your mom, you can lose your dad, you can lose your sister, your brother, and it's tough. But your children are not supposed to go before you,
no.
so we think, right?
Right?
Our earthly, you know, mind thinks that. But realizing God's sovereignty
mm-hmm.
in all of it
yes.
is the only way to yes. get through any of it.
It is. Amen. I mean, I just cling to Jesus. I mean, that's all you can do. If it's by a thread, if you're, you know, in his lap, but he will give you the comfort that you need. He is the only answer. I mean, I shudder to think where I'd be without him, and I'm sure you agree. He does give us the strength. He gives us the will. His word is it was in my heart. He prepared me for the time that it was going to happen. He knew long before I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank him that he did prepare me, that I did have the faith that I had to cling to him and hold on to him, because it is a journey. And it was a long journey for me. It's different for everybody, but it took me a long time to be healed. And I am healed, and I thank God for that. I praise him for that. I have a huge scar on my heart,
mm-hmm.
but I have a whole heart. Because he wants me to have a whole heart. And I want one too. I want to live my life here. I have a son. I have a beautiful daughter in love who mm-hmm. is knew my daughter, and she's amazing, and she is a gift to me. And I treasure all the gifts. Like Marty was saying, you can love on people. Mm-hmm. I have young women in my life. I'm active in the college ministry at the chapel. Tons of young women. Mm-hmm. My daughter was 19 when she went home to Jesus, and there's a lot of 19-year-olds there that love me, and I love them. And I can be a mom to them as well.
Amen. So. You're doing such amazing work, Pam. And I'm grateful to the Chapel at Cross Point for, you know, offering this, you know,
yes.
this ministry for people who need it. Believers, non-believers, doesn't matter.
Anybody. And it's a great program. Very, very good. Even 10 years later, I get something every week. Mm-hmm. out of the videos. It's you come in, there's a video for about 35 minutes, then we break up into groups. And I was telling you, we break up according to who you lost.
Mm-hmm.
Widows, children, parents, siblings. So it's very unique, very good, and I advise people to check it out.
So it's griefshare.org.
.org, yeah.
Okay, they can check it out there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much
thank
for
you,
joining
Robbie.
Us, Pam, and continue doing the great work that you're doing. And those people listening right now, you know, just really focus on Jesus. Remember,
yes.
there will be a new heaven and a new earth in which yes. there will be no more suffering or sorrowing. And that's what I think. My mom's in that new heaven. And, you know, she is there with Jesus right now. So how can I be sad about that? You know, how can I be sad? Yes, tomorrow I'm going to cry. Yes,
yeah.
tonight I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Yes, I have my moments. But I just know that God
the
is
big
sovereign.
Picture is better than
yes.
what is right before you.
Amen,
yeah.
amen.
Yeah.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Remember that, you know, God's sovereignty. Remember that, you know, you can go on and we can find strength through Christ alone. That's the only way. You know, nothing else is going to fill that void. So I wish all of the moms out there happy Mother's Day tomorrow. Enjoy. It's going to be a beautiful day. Remember, we have our free seminars this week going on at the Buffalo Athletic Club. Free Eat Clean, Live Clean, Healthy Eating, Healthy Cooking Seminars. That's Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Evans Club, and also Thursday at 7 o'clock at the Colvin BAC. And, you know, you can be a non-member, member, doesn't matter, you know, you don't even have to be a female, but it's the Buffalo Women's Club, the BAC. And so also, we hope we see you right back here next week. Go to RobbieRaw.com for more information, and have a glorious day. God bless you.
program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.